I just want to finish. We finished off more or less Malabin last week. I just want to manage to touch on, because I was looking through my notes, and I wanted to see what we missed out. The Meister, we really more or less covered everything. I mean, I can't go through everything at all, but we spoke about liquid falling onto a tablecloth, for example. I have to clean out. The best thing we said was to put tissues on the tablecloth and let it absorb the wet, and then throw it in a dustbin. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Rather than taking a cloth, because you've got a problem, maybe a skeeter. We also spoke about wetting hands, skin. We said when a person washes oneself on Shabbos, washes one's hands, even you've got hands, you've got hair on your, what do you call it, on your elbows or whatever it is on your hands, that hair is nothing. The problem is on your hair on your head, for those who've got a lot of hair on their head, there, the problem is the water gets trapped in there, and that could be an issue of schita. So if a person takes a towel, for example, and he rubs it vigorously on his, on the, what do you call it, on his head, then he's going to have a problem of schita, because midrabbanan, we look at it as though it's trapped inside there. So we said, Rosh Hashanah, I have to say, the best thing to do is we go to the mikvah, wherever someone goes to Washington, he's got himself caught in a rainstorm. So what he should do is take a towel and just put it on gently on his head without rubbing it. That and the water comes out straight into the towel. It's racial nichele, it's all in hold of stars that he was maker for. That's what he said. One other thing I forgot to mention, I don't think we mentioned when we did the halakhas, is that someone needs to make a compress on Shabbos. Someone's got a bad injury. The mice is a shal of refuah, really. A compress is a shal of refuah. So really, a person can't make refuah on Shabbos. There are only certain cases, a person's a chole kol aguf, for example, is in a lot of pain, then a person's allowed to make a refuah on Shabbos. So what do you do over here? So what you can do is, a person can take a cloth, and you can wet it. Now the problem is, to put water on it is a problem of shriya, which is derek kibusei. So the best thing to do in such a case is take rabino or black currant juice or whatever it is and pour it onto the cloth. So it's derech lichluch. It's sticky. There's no chashash really that a person's cleaning a garment with that. And then he can put it on, let's say he's got a bad leg, he can put it around his leg softly, which will hopefully help ease the pain. Again, when you put it around your leg, you must be careful not to squeeze it too much, because if you squeeze it, then you're going to have a problem with skita. So you have to be careful with that as well, yeah? That's what we said. Sorry? Skeeter is squeezing out, Moshe. What skeeter is, if you take something, you put pressure on a cloth, it's got a liquid inside, then the juice comes out, that's skeeter. You mustn't do it on Shabbos.
How can you
No, you're not calling a doctor, you're just doing it yourself. This is a practical, he's doing it himself. He's not calling a doctor, he's doing it himself over here.
How can you do it?
Well, he's doing it, you see, he's doing it, Moshe. He's doing it. Okay, then we spoke about wet socks. Someone's got wet socks. We said about walking through there, wet socks, the mice. So we said, if someone's got caught in, he's got a hole in his shoes. So as he's walking, he's got a full of puddles, he's got his socks, he can hear the juice coming out. So even though you're doing schita, but we said that was mutter, it's particularly nichele, it's kalachiyad, various svaros we gave into that was why it's mutter. And then finally, it's about folding clothes. I must say, I tried out my trousers this week. I must say, I was trying a long time. I didn't get any success with it whatsoever. Oh, screw it. No, I don't want to put a chair. I want to do my. Right, this is the phone. I don't know how. I can shake till tomorrow. I'm not going to get this folded if you don't mind me saying so. I can shake.
You mean like this? If you take it like this.
That's as good as putting in a fold.
But it's not like doing this.
So, okay, do it once more. Try once
this
more.
This is very exact. That's well, if it's done right, it's very exact.
But well,
if it's like this.
He's taking it off. You're a small size, I must say. Very good. Yeah.
And then, just the top, just from the top.
No, I think that's allowed. That's mommy's top.
It's in the fold.
Look here. Of course it's in the fold. I'm holding it like this.
It's a chair.
That's more or less in the fold. It's more or less in the fold. It's just gone in the fold. Very nice. It's gone in the fold.
It's not a chair held up.
Yeah, that's just fold it.
Try one. Look at that, you've
got
to do like that. That's what we all do.
Yeah? Maybe it should all change. I'll have to check it up. I don't know. That's a hint. Okay, I'll have to check it up. Square. Square very much.
Well, from the bottom, it's definitely a problem. Because
the bottom's down problem. Shine on the top.
Exactly.
Okay, I hear. Right, I'll buy say. Yes. Where'd you get those trousers? That's looks like a good pair of trousers. Okay, everybody say, new malacha, new start, menapis. So, you know, you start this malacha menapis. You say, what has it got to do with us? What has Menapis got to do with us and Shabbos? Let's start with, what is Menapis? What is the Malacha of Menapis? The Menapis is, yeah. So Menapis is to prepare raw fibres to be spun. That means you've got the wool. We're finished now, we've done Malabin, so you clean the wool, basically. It's been cleaned, washed in a washing bath, in a washing tub, whatever. It's more or less clean. to a certain degree. And now the next stage is to spin it and to make, to ensure to get a good quality thread. You want to spin it and be able to get a good quality thread. So apparently, I'm not much of an expert at this, but what they do is apparently there's various ways of doing this. And either you can beat the raw fiber, you bang it, and apparently you space out, you give an area surface tension to the fibers, which apparently will make it that when you take it off and you make a fiber out of it, it'll be nicely made. It'll come out a nice fiber. The word nipputs means to be muffled, to separate, and one can do it by hitting it, you can beat it, you can pick it, you can do it with your hands, pull out little threads, and you can comb it. You can comb it, take a comb and comb it. Or, it looks like in the picture book, what they've got there is they've got like a comb with metal, I don't know what it's called, metal, steel things that come out of a wooden, teeth that come out of a wooden board. And then you take the wood, you put it on there, you take another wooden board with teeth on it, and you comb it, and that way it stretches the fibres into a thin fibre, and hopefully that way you make a thread. That is the melacha of menapits, really. that's the melacha of menapits. Oh, so one is a combing, that's the problem. So this is the melacha of combing. This melacha over here is the melacha of combing raw fibres. Lemaisa, it doesn't really apply to us as far as we can see. Lechoira, one would have thought it doesn't apply to us, because most of the things that we've got, it doesn't work to. Lemosh hair on the head, that the poskim say is no problem at all, because when a person combs his hair, he's not doing it to make a thread. He's not combing his hair to pull the hair out in order to be able to make a thread. Lemaisa, you can't comb your hair with a comb. What's the problem with combing your hair with a thread? Well, what's the problem with combing your hair with a brush? There's a problem with toys, geysers. So you've got a problem with geysers. That's a problem. But the maisa, it's something a lot of manapits you haven't got. Yeah, that's important to know. Anywhere where it's like that, you haven't got this problem. So I'm saying manapits, but Derek Klal doesn't really apply. Let me just quote you the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah is the end of Shin Dalad Mem, Shin Mem Dalad. Right at the end here, Shin Mem Dalad. Sorry, Moshe, what?
Sorry,
no, Moshe, keep going. You keep your business. Good. Yeah, you keep listening and keep asking. No problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the end of Shin Mem Dalad, the Soif Simashin or Ois Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hasoyrek Tsemer or Pishtim, if someone combs wool or flax, or Shad Vorin, commercial soaking a Pishtim or Tsemer, commercial noisome lips, or Tsemer Laslav, and you want to make felt, Hamanapis are Gidin, the Heinish Choybet Makal are Gidin, you bang with a stick onto Gidin, as you also, it's a Chutin Litvois, so you do it to make a thread, commercial, so if you noisome and calls there, Kori Manapis for Chayev. You do that on Shabbos, that's an Issa of Manapis and Chayev. That's the case. So the Maisa, it's not really relevant. As far as I can see, the Maisa, most of our cases are not like, we haven't got this. The only thing I was thinking is two things I was thinking about. One is, one has to know, shy number one is the moshel, let's say sitzis, which get entangled. So a person wants to separate them on Shabbos. Is that a problem? It's not really manapis, because you're not doing it to make a thread. You're not doing it to make a thread. So lechay, it's not manapis. Lechay, it's, can anyone see what could be a problem with doing that? Or anyone think it's mutter? Someone's got his threads stuck together. Not tightening, no. There's two, that's also important, actually, he's right. Very often, you see people doing this on Shabbos. I've seen it before, not many times, but I don't look so carefully. And sometimes you turn away. You don't want to see what's going on. I don't know if that's a good head for this, but the mice is something you turn away and not see what's going on. But it does happen. You see someone looking at his talus, for example, he looks at the knots on Shabbos. Oh, it's loose, this last one. He pulls it. That's a serious shad of kosher. That's a shad of making a knot. The last knot is a double knot. I mean, the knots are double knots. It could be shad of deraisa, maybe even possibly. So it's made for a long time. That's that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the sitzis. Sorry? Plats, yeah, it's stuck together. The moshel, it's got tangled together. It's not really matir. It's interesting shayla. The maestro, let's see if we can find it. I found someone over here who speaks about this, actually. They do speak about this. I'm doing it on Shabbat. The shayla is whether your tzitzis on your beged have to be disentangled. Are you yotz to the mitzvah when the tzitzis are entangled? If you're not yotz to the mitzvah when the tzitzis are entangled up, then to undo it is like makor patish. Maybe it's ke'en. It's not marish makor patish. It's doimer to tikkun moneh. That means because there was no, you couldn't use this talus as it was. You weren't being kind of mitzvah with it, and therefore, if you undo it, that could be a problem of what do you call it? Of making it roy to be used. If you can be yotz to the mitzvah with it, even when it's entangled, then you haven't got a problem. So this is a bit of a question actually over here.
What about
No, that's all right. It's all separated. That's no problem. Well, they're not tangled together. So he says over here, Lachit, soy lahabri chutitzitzis mazeh. Lamais, ideally, we try to separate the chutitzitzis. We don't want to be entangled. If this happens on Shabbos, so he brings over here, yesh oimrim sheh afrodus chutitzitzis ma'akeves kia mitzvah. Yes, the kosher shenim akas, a bit machlokes is. So they say if it's badly entangled, one should not undo it on Shabbos. I mean, if it's a bad, it's looks very badly knotted together, not knotted together, but it's entangled together, not a knot, a knot is a bit problematic. But if it's mummy's entangled together quite badly, then it's better not to disentangle it. One should leave it as it is, rather, and we rely on the shiddes, like the yotze, as it is. Okay? Oh, what do you mean?
The child hasn't got a real
mitzvah.
Mr. Chinuch.
Yeah, I know, but Chinuch, is that enough to make a difference? Making a heaven for him to wear it? It's not really changing the mitzvah. Yeah, I understand. Well, actually, you teach a child to do what you can do. So whatever an adult can't do on Shabbos, you have to mechanic a child. The same with what you could do on Shabbos, the child can do. So you're right, maybe it's not called a tikkun, a proper tikkun, but it's fine. Yeah. What really was a question over here, which we wanted to speak about, was an interesting thing, is also lechoy. We're asking if it's mummy's doyvus in this case of manapis. I say it's very hard to find a case of manapis like this. The only case which lechoy is a bit similar, when it's not mummy's, is cotton wool. You know, you can get cotton wool. I don't know why. You get cotton wool balls, or you can get cotton wool like a mass of cotton wool, and then you take it off, and you pull it off, and you use it to your own size. So first rule is: can you do that on Shabbos? What should be the problem with that, Rabbi Yisai? What? Is it twined? Is it a shalom manapis? Take it off.
What's
twine? Twine means it's a question of emotion. It's a good question. How you try to say it in English, twine. Twine means it's knotted, it's combined together. You have to look at the Oxford Dictionary. I'm not sure. That's a twine means that. But twine means it's combined together. Is there a problem to separate wool? You've got a mass of wool, a lump of wool, and you want to pull some off. Now, the boys, again, this you have to be careful with. What are you using the cotton wool for? To put the wash will soak it in water, the cotton wool, and rub it on your hand to get some dirt off. Can you do that on Shabbos? Skeeters. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone's got a bit of dirt and wants to wipe it off with the cotton wool, let's say. Or he wants to dab something on to a child who's got a nappy rash or something. So you want to dab with the cotton wool something on. So we're not talking about skeeter, but can you pull off the cotton wool from this mass and pull it off? So you're all good rabbis here. You're telling me no, but what's the reason, my friends? What's the reason? Why can you not put it off? What malacha are you doing by putting it off? Ah, so the shaila is this called kareya? So this is a big question, actually. Bring my cloak to the posthumous, actually. Aruch HaShabbos is over here. Where's Aruch HaShabbos? Aruch HaShabbos is in Peret Yud Gimel. Not Peret Yud Gimel. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Give me a minute. I'll tell you why it's not kareya. Kareya means tearing. Is it kareya, this Moshe? That's what we're going to ask. Is it called kareya? Let me just find the Aruch HaShabbos. Peret Yud Aleph Halacha Chaf. Aruch HaShabbos is very busy with this, actually, yeah? He says, "Ein likroya semer gefen b'shabbos." One should not tear cotton wool on Shabbos. In the note at the bottom, he brings from Shmuel Shabbos of Kosei, who is quoting a sefer called Mincha Nechina, "Shakos kosov shakroya semer gefen b'chel pitzer." It's not one of the melachos. Void heavier. Others bring from the Shabbos Shuvas through Yaakov who bechal kroya. You weren't far wrong. The Maisi, you said to me, it could be including kroya, could be tearing. But Shlomozan wasn't so happy with that. He timed this, not so posh this at all. You must realize, tearing, they're not really so fixed together, the cotton wool, yeah? It's not really separate. You're just putting it apart. You have to know, it's not one mass. It's not combined together. You just rip it. Someone's got a beggar like this, and you tear it, you put a thread out. That's mummish kareya. You're tearing something which mummish properly combined, and you're taking a thread out like that. The cotton wool itself is not mummish like that, yeah? The cotton wool is fibers all joined together, but it's not really so well stacked together. They are quite loose in itself, really. So that is, maybe that's not called tearing. The strands are really separate from each other. If you look at the cotton wool itself, you'll actually see that the cotton wool strands inside this not a ball, but inside this piece of cotton wool, before you say, I don't know what it's called. Do you know what it's called? You buy a roll of cotton wool, and then you pull off what you need. So that cotton wool which is on the roll is not really so well stuck together. You can see the fibres inside there, yeah? So some pots you want to tie in, that's not called kareya. The Maestro of Shlomo Zalman was very much later like this, actually, of Shlomo Zalman. But Shlomo Zalman says at the end, to the Maisa Bavadai Ain Likroya Semikavim Shabbos. Rosh Lomas and Patsin, wherever it is, at the end of the day, one Zicha can't pull this off on Shabbos. Kivish Yesh Achroinim Shechoshi Bazelem Lechas Deraisa. Since some Achroinim are choshish that tearing cotton wood is an Issa Deraisa, so the Maisa from Rosh Lomas Zamri was a fat bacon. Rosh Lomas Zamri said he doesn't really hold so much as Korea. And Allah possibly also hold that, but about there's a tzad to say it's an Issa Deraisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself did not want to be makel. And that's what he writes, Ein likreat semer, gem b'shabbos, kim sheikh l'chodesh koshu b'zeh l'mlecha deraisa. And therefore, the tearing of cotton wool is zikha not allowed to be done. What you have to do is, before Shabbos, one has to tear off the cotton wool and do it. There is another issue that one has to be careful about with the cotton wool, and that is that even if one's torn it off before Shabbos, if one makes it into a shape, the mosh, let's say someone's got, problems with sleeping. It's very noisy in his room. So he wants to make a little round ball of the cotton wool to make it to put into his ears. That is a big shadow of makapatish, maybe. He's making like a kadi already. It could be he's making something. That's a serious shadow of makapatish. So therefore, one has to be very careful. There's two issues involved when it comes to cotton wool. What? Yeah, it forms into a ball, yeah? It forms into a shape. You have to form it into a shape. That's an interesting thing. So Gemara says, we look at makar patterns, you have to make a major job to make a makar pattern. Gemara says, someone takes a piece of wood from the floor and he makes it into the mosh and he just trims it at the top to use the toothpick. Not a big job. That's the it's the rise of makar pattern. So makar pattern is not a major thing over here. So over here, when a person's making from a cotton wool, he's making it into a ball, or he's using it as a bud, for example, to clean the child's ear, for example. He makes a thin line of a cotton wool, he makes it into a bud, so he can clean out the ear of the child, or whatever it is, some dirt that he wants to clean out, then that chore could be a shadow of macropathic. One has to be very careful about that. So there's two issues involved, again, in the cotton wool. The first one is you've got a roll of cotton wool, and you want to pull some cotton wool off. So that could be a lot possibly machosh of a shadow of Korea. Say, even though Shlomo Zalman is not so worried about Korea, he tells it's not really so Koreanic, it's not really because it's not really so fixed together so well that to pull it off in pieces is not Korea. Even so, Shlomo Zalman says, the Maisa one has to be choshish for an Issa Deraisa of this. And therefore one should not pull off cotton wool from a roll on Shabbos. Even if you've done this, you've pulled it off before Shabbos, there is a new issue of making something from that cotton wool itself. So normally, if you want to wipe a baby, for example, with a bit of cotton wool, you want to wipe something off, all you do is you take the cotton wool, you just wipe it off, you don't make any shape with it. If a person wants to maneuver the cotton wool into a shape, he wants to make it into some sort of shape, that's a much worse problem. And that is could be a shy of tikkun mone. So it's making a keli, consider making a keli, and therefore one mustn't do that on Shabbos. What have you got there? Have you got a cotton wool ball, or what have you got?
Well, the ball, you want the smaller piece from the ball.
Why can't you use the whole ball? What's wrong with the whole ball?
It's a bit uncomfortable.
I mean, you have to explain, what do? You put a whistle in the cotton wool.
Yeah, and put it on your tooth, that's it, to my shower. So you use a piece, but you don't need to make it in a mashable.
But 1 minute, you've got a problem, you can't pull the cotton wool off. You've got problem number one, you can't pull... Could be a shadow of foot. I mean, that could be a shadow of foot. It's not soaking. It's just resting on. It looks like what he's saying. It's just resting on the tooth. A little bit of on the which is on the surface of the cotton wool lies on the tooth. I've never heard it before. You have to. It's interesting. Okay, let's make a quick sick of what we learnt. We spoke about menapes, the menachah menapes. The menachah menapes is to comb wool into to make it that you comb the wool in order to make a thread out of it. That's what you're achieving when you're doing menapes. So really, our forms that we've got, we haven't really, as far as I can see, we haven't really got such a case like this. We don't really do this. But one has to be careful. There are two things with Moira. One is when a person's got sits threads that are entangled, and it's entangled in quite a severe way, then to undo that entanglement could be a problem of, again, tikkun mone. The question, again, the poskim say one should not do that on Shabbos. If it's entangled to quite an extent, one should not undo that on Shabbos, one should not separate the threads, rather leave them as they are and make the bracha, rely on the shiz, which hold you can make a bracha on the shiz, number one. And number two, then we spoke about cotton wool, so we talk about a roll of cotton wool, so to pull the piece of cotton wool off the roll, that is the problem of Korea. It seems the post taking on it, we have to be choshes is an issue of Korea, and one should not do that. And then even if you got the cotton wool taken off before Shabbos, to manipulate it, to make it into a shape of something, which is meaningful, which you're doing something with it, that could be a shy of tikkun mone, and one shouldn't do that. Okay, everybody. lady. Well, lady's got the same office as a man, Moshe. Is that all the same rules? No different rules, Moshe. No different rules, same game. Yeah, mate, Moshe. You've got that right question.